hit, didn't go over well, finished off with their number one hits, didn't play anything, were done in an hour and 15 minutes. And it was crazy. But these guys were awesome. So I love a good Whippet. I love Devo. It's one of the first 45s I actually ever owned.
Awesome.
Yeah, so here we go. Little Whippet Devo.
Make the only sound.
job is very boring. I'm an office clerk. The only thing that helps me pass the time away is knowing I'll be back at Echo Pete someday. Is knowing I'll be back at Echo Pete someday.
I do love a good Martha and the Muffins, Echo Beach. I didn't think I was playing that version, I got to be honest. When I was picking the song, I was like, oh yeah, their 30th anniversary. Unfortunately, I apparently picked the acoustic go to sleep version. So yeah, I apologize for anybody.
It slowed it right down, eh?
Oh, did it ever. So before we get playing anything else, I actually just want to talk about this cool place I was at. So I went to Elmont on the weekend. My daughter's getting married, as you guys all know. She's getting married on New Year's Eve. And I was up there doing some stuff for her, and we dropped into this really cool little store. It's called Brenda's New to You, and it's this kind of used store. It's got all sorts of different stuff. It's got new stuff as well. It's got all those kind of plaques and stuff you would have seen at the C&E back in the day with all the plaques up, like the mirrored plates and all that stuff. I bought some stuff from Kiss back in the day. But while I was there, I was going through her old records, and I actually bought a YMCA. Village People, that's what I was showing you before we got on the air. So this place is called Brenda's New to You. The store is fantastic. Albums are $10.
Oh, brilliant.
In great condition, and CDs were $2 or less.
Are you playing Village People tonight?
I'm not going to play it tonight.
Okay.
We decided we were going to play it. We're going to stick in this theme that we've got to. We're going to play a little XTC, Dear God. Yeah. I love this. I love they have this great biography about them on, I think it's Crave, and it's the story of XTC, and it's done in claymation. And so it's the...
What is that?
Claymation is like little clay things that move around. So it's
like little models.
And it's them talking, and then the trains coming around and stuff. It's almost like Postman Pat. Do you remember Postman Pat?
Yeah, I do remember Postman Pat.
So that, but in clay... It was so wild to watch this thing. It's a great documentary. So if you ever get a chance, XTC, and here we go, a little Dear God.
Starving on their feet, 'cause they don't get enough to eat.
love XTC. I think they're fantastic. We were just talking about XTC in Swindon, and that's where the band comes from in England. And you said something about the Magic Roundabout?
You will love this as a Canadian. So we know a roundabout. You have the roundabouts on the road.
Yeah.
So if you can imagine, this is 5 roundabouts in a circle. So you're coming into, and if you're doing your driving test in Swindon, you're absolutely buggered. It's not going to happen. So you come there, and if you want to go off to the sort of like 2 o'clock position, you've got to go around 3 roundabouts, but they're all really close together. You got to Google it, Magic Roundabout Swindon, just to get a visual of this.
Oh my God, that sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to play a little bit of ska music next. We got the Specials, then some Madness, some right? We talked about it. And then... And then we've got a little OMD, and then you wanted a little ELO, which
I did, yeah.
Right? And then Transvision Vamp. So I'm really excited to have you in the studio tonight, man. I got to be honest, it's a lot of fun playing the songs I used to play a lot. So, and this is stuff that I grew up with, and we got a little message to you, Rudy. Here we go. Like a good Specials. What I find interesting is I do love my reggae, my soca, and everything else. And I find that when I start playing a little ska music, it almost feels like I'm playing it that same style of music. Just yeah. You know, it's absolutely. Just either a little slowed down or a little faster, but it feels all the same to me. And this Madness, I do love Madness. I yep. Actually, I got to go to the first. Club that they ever played to in London, and I forget the name of the club, and I've tried to look it up a few times. So it's a pretty crappy bar.
Okay.
And it looks kind of worn down, and then you open up the doors at the back and you go in, and it's a music hall.
Okay.
And it's this cool venue, and it's Madness's claim to fame. The bar's claim to fame is this is the first club that Madness ever performed in.
Did they have any of it in the video? It just reminds me of a Madness video. Almost.
Yes. Yeah, where they go through the doors and yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So they've used it in their stuff, but I just loved going there. It was really neat, and my uncle knows that I'm a huge Madness fan. fan. And coincidentally, his son is actually working with the band on their European tour. He was last year. So
that's,
I don't know if
that's phenomenal.
Yeah. So I was hoping they were going to come to Canada and I was going to get to see them and actually get to meet them because of the kind of the relationship with my cousin. But that never happened. It didn't come to fruition.
And like you say, it just comes out like that scar, two-tone, all kind of derivatives of the same thing.
Yeah, maybe. It's just that whole, you know, I feel like it's just Bob Marley and it's just everything. Yeah. It's that whole fun. And for me, I just love ska music and I love calypso and reggae and soca and reggaeton. So let's play a little madness here. This is one that you picked, right?
Yeah.
It Must Be Love?
Yeah.
So let's do that. A little It's Must Be Love with Madness.
As I do, and I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. Soon as I wake up, every night, every day, I know that it's you I need. Take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. How can it be that we can say so much without words? Bless me, bless the bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy any other way. It must be love, love.
Folks, I don't know if you care as much as I do, but I've got to tell you, we actually found the name of the bar. So it was in Camden Town,
in
you
Camden
said?
Town,
right?
Yeah.
Camden Town, the bar is actually called the Dublin Castle. It kind of threw me for a second. And it's basically, you said it was where the My Girl video was
shot, right? Yeah,
so,
yeah. When you were mentioning it before, it just reminded me of a video and I saw it in my head.
Yeah, and it's funny because when they actually played that that bar. It was January 16th, 1979. We looked it up. Mm. The lead singer, Suggs, actually said they pretended to be a jazz band. Okay. So they had the horns and the whole bit. So they came up and pretended to be a jazz band. And at that time, they actually weren't even known as Madness. They were known as the North London Invaders. And then a crowd of skinheads showed up for the show. And they ended up getting a year-long residency after that show. They were like the audience reaction was so good. They actually played for an entire year. They were the house band for the next year because of that one show.
That's a good seal of approval.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I was just saying, when I was there the last time, we went to Camden Town and we went to a boot sale.
Yep.
And it's kind of like a flea market, folks. So it's people, they open up the trunk of their car, but it's actually the front of their car. And in some cases.
No, it's the back of the car.
The
back of the car is the boot.
So the boot, they opened up the back of their car and they were selling records and whatever they had, they were selling it out of the trunk of their car or out of the boot of their car. So yeah, we went to this cool boot sale and I was just saying, I actually bought a 4-pack reggae CD because again, I love the reggae music and it was just all covers of some really cool stuff and I still play it.
So my mom always used to do the car boot sales and it was great because my dad used to say one man's rubbish is another man's rubbish.
That's fair. Yeah, it was something like somebody's, something is somebody else's whatever. Rubbish is their stuff. Anyway, we're going to keep going. You wanted some O&D as well. So again, I'm loving this because normally I'm in here with the Jeff and he doesn't talk on this show much or at all. Actually, he's been in here, I don't know, about 9 or 10 times. Hasn't said a word. You've been in one time and it's been great. Just chopping it up here with you. So again, we're doing some OMD and this is Joan of Arc.
Listen to the song and everything they tell. sky. Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong?
I love playing the long version of that. It's kind of, you know, the intro and the extra on it is real, or the outro, I should say, is really cool. So tell me a little bit about this next band, Transvision Vamp.
Well, what I can remember about them, so they came around in the mid-80s, I guess, and I really remember them because it was the year I joined the Army, the British Army, 1986. And
exactly when they were formed.
1986, okay. And, yeah, Wendy James, who was billed at the time as the new Blondie, I think. She was sort of like Debbie Harry in the 70s and early 80s, and then came along Wendy James, a band from London, Putney in London. and that's all I know about them.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, it says they actually, when I was looking it up here, it says they attracted media attention because she was sexually charged and rebellious.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
you go.
Absolutely.
That'll do it every time.
What?
That'll do every time.
Oh, absolutely. So, I like I said, I think I know the song. I don't know anything about the band, so okay. I didn't want to speak about them. So I'm glad you knew a bit about them here. So here we go. A little Transvision Vamp. I Want Your Love. Yeah, she actually does sound and look like Blondie. We were looking at some pictures. All right, that was cool. Now, the next band I know nothing about. And again, the Darling Buds.
Okay, so very, very similar to Transvision Vamp. They came around the same time, 1986.
86, yeah.
I do know they're from Wales, though. So we've gone across the bridge from England into Wales for these ones.
Nice.
Yep, and they were doing similar kind of stuff, you know, a lot of Blondie covers and things like that. And I just remember them because that was an important part of my life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it says these artists are very similar to the Primitives.
Okay.
And then they said Transvision Vamp.
It makes perfect
sense. They refer
sense.
To them as well. well. So it's kind of funny that you picked two bands, both come around in 1986. They're both kind of that pop alternative kind of feel. But this band, actually, we were looking it up. They played from 86 to 93, then got back together in 2010. They fell apart again. And then they got back together in 2013 and are still shooting gigs again.
Well, like you said, Terry, what's old is new.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel really what is old is new again. And here we go. A little Darling Buds. I'm looking forward to hearing this one. Well, I got to tell you, I really like that song. I'm going to add that into my favorites. I'm actually going to do it right now while I'm sitting here, so it's in my favorites now. So that was great. Now, we are going ahead, and we're doing a little Thompson Twins next. Now, again, I'm learning some interesting stuff. So you were just looking up, we were talking about the Thompson Twins, and again, another English band. We're doing Britpop, obviously, tonight. They're from Sheffield.
Sheffield, up north, yeah.
Right, in 1977, they started off as basically a new wave group, kind of like your Depeche Mode, your New Order, but then they switched over and became more mainstream pop, and they had considerable popularity in the early to mid-80s, string of hits in the UK, the US, and then around the world. But what I didn't know was the band's named after two bumbling detectives from The Adventures of Tintin, which is a comic book, or a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
And the Thompson Twins were named after Thompson and Thompson, the two bumbling detectives. That's awesome. I had no idea. I knew I loved them, but now I love them even more. I think they're on. That's awesome. So why did you pick Doctor Doctor? I know it's one of their big hits. You just like the song?
Just the big hit, yeah. And this one, that if I talk about the Thompson Twins, it immediately comes to mind.
Oh, yeah? Okay. All right, man. Well, here we go. A little more Thompson Twins, or sorry, a little more Britpop and a little Thompson Twins. Here we go.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought again. such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please.
Yeah, I got to agree with you with listening to Dr. Thompson Twins. Yeah, like when I think about it, you're right. It actually is probably the first song that comes to mind when you think about Thompson Twins. Now, this next band, I got to be honest, I have never, ever heard of them. And I couldn't even get their name right when we were looking them up. So they're called Temple Tudor.
Tudor. That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, so when you asked me before, Terry, about, you know, we're just going through and you're saying, just throw some names at me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where this came from. It just popped into my head. I know nothing about the band, so, but I just remember the song.
Well, they're a one-hit wonder, right? Yeah. I can tell you that. They performed in, what was it, the Sex Pistols movie,
okay.
The Great Rock and Roll Swindle. They have 3 singles ever. They recorded one song called Swords of 1,000 Men, which we're going to listen to, and then the other one's called Wonder Bar. They've been intermittently active since 1977, and when you look at the list of band members, there is a lot of them.
There is.
I mean, it looks like they would just play with a couple of different people, then switch it up. I'm interested to see this or hear this band. Because it sounds like they definitely were a one-hit wonder with this song. So, guys, I hope you like this one. I have no idea what it is. And Good luck. I think it's going to be fun.
I'm a little bit nervous, actually.
Yeah, me too. I'm a little bit nervous. It's only 3 minutes, so, right. And if it's no good, it is also 1:47 in the morning. You know, we got some shift workers listening to it, some people, you know, that are just hanging out. But here we go. Let's try this. Temple Tudor. You said they, sorry, before we do that, you said they dressed up as knights?
As knights, you know, with the chainmail on, and they had big swords and everything, hence Swords of a Thousand Men, I guess.
I guess. All right. Yeah. Well, here we go. Let's try this. Yeah, you weren't kidding when you said these guys were dressed in chainmail. We just looked up their funny little outfits. They were definitely dressed as something, that's for sure. And then you were talking about Lena Lovett.
I just
saw her perform. She opened up for Devo. So it was her, Devo, and then the B-52s.
Yeah.
And she was an interesting lady. She was dressed. She had this, she made all these weird noises with her voice. Yeah. At first I thought she was doing bird calling. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And then she had these crazy outfits and people were going nuts. I mean, it was amazing. I'd never seen her perform before. I'd heard her music, but to see her actually do it live and the whole outfits and the whole glam about it, it was pretty neat. And then, so that's pretty wild. That's all right. So here we go. We've got literally 9 minutes left.
Oh, wow.
So here's, yeah, I know it's crazy. We're just sitting gabbing here. And so we got Bronski Beat, we got New Order, we got Stone Roses, The Stranglers, The Jam. Which one do you want to go with?
I've got to do New Order, and we got to do the Stone Roses as well.
All right, so let's do a little Blue Monday, and then we'll come back and do Fool's Gold.
Love it.
All right, here we go. Let's get these done, and then we're going back into the darkness right after this, guys. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Blue Monday. All right, Clint, I won't bore you with this, but I saw these guys perform 2 years ago with the one and only Pet Shop Boys. It was fantastic. So I won't bore you with that, but I did get to see them again. I do a lot of concerts, yeah. So it's my thing. All right, we're going to play a little Fool's Gold, Stone Roses. That's going to take us to the end of the show. And, of course, we're going to play Over the Rainbow as we kind of go back into the darkness. Thank you very much for being on the show. It's been
absolute
awesome.
Absolute privilege,
Art. Yeah, yeah, it was great. I loved here chopping it up with you and just hanging out. So we'll do this. We'll say goodnight. We're going to play this Fool's Gold. We'll play most of it, and then we'll play Over the Rainbow. And we'll see you next week, folks. It's getting so close to Christmas. Mm-hmm. Be safe. We'll see you on the other side of the darkness.
Why?